Ramble.
This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs.
This episode is brought to you by Walmart. I love the springtime. It's a great chance to refresh your wardrobe, home, or beauty routine. And you know what? I think you'll find Walmart has some great style finds that won't break the bank. If you want to upgrade your style, they've got clothes. If you want to upgrade your home decor, pick up some fresh new pieces. You can upgrade everything from your fit to your furniture in-store or shop it all on the Walmart app. Shop the latest spring styles at walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending. Now trending, your style at Walmart.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma. Hey guys, it's Emma. Welcome back to Stupid Genius. You know what is good? I hate that. Bad start. You know what's good? Ew! Okay, whatever. Leaving it though. Don't cut it out. Today we're going to be talking about why are some animals nocturnal? I am so excited because guess what? I just got a cat. Everybody, round of applause. Yes, thank you. I just got a cat. Yes. I am a mom now. It's been crazy. The reason why I wanted to do this topic for today was because I just got this cat. His name is Declan. We'll refer to him as such. And Declan is definitely nocturnal. Yeah. Like, you know, it's 1 a.m. I'm trying to hit the hay. He wants to play with my kneecaps under the blanket. Like, it's been crazy. And I don't think that's just because he's a kitten. I thought that at first, but then I was like remembering back to when I used to have cats growing up, and my cats growing up were full grown cats and they would do the same thing. Yeah, cats don't really sleep. They're nocturnal. I mean, I think that like as time goes on from what I've like noticed, I think that they can, you know, they'll sleep at night with you, but they're not going to sleep the whole night. Like they're not meant to do that. They're nocturnal animals. And I kind of have always wondered like, why would an animal need to be awake at night? It's dark. You can't see shit. And like everybody else and everything else is sleeping. So why do animals need to be nocturnal? So I'm actually very curious and I'm very excited for my guesses because I've been thinking about this for a solid 15 minutes. And I'm really ready to see what's up. But we'll talk more about my new cat experience because I do want to talk about that a lot, but we'll talk about that at the end of the episode. First, we need to get down to the science of it all. I'm trying to think what other animals are nocturnal. So there's cats, bats, right? I think bats, owls. I don't know. I'm going to look up a list of nocturnal animals real quick because I'm actually curious. List of nocturnal animals, Google. Okay, raccoons. Mice, red fox, bat, kangaroo. Oh, kangaroo. That's weird. Tarantulas, cats, hedgehogs, frogs, some frogs. Okay, interesting. So there's actually, oh, hamsters? Why? I don't want to be mean because, you know, whatever, but like a hamster, like does a hamster even sleep? I've never seen a hamster sleep. I don't feel like hamsters do anything. Like, I love them. They're so cute. But like, when are they sleeping? I've never seen it. So it's interesting that they're nocturnal. Like, what's the purpose of that for them? Anyway, that's what we're about to find out. Okay, that's what we're going to find out in today's episode. Before we get into it, let's get into the word of the day, which today is nocturnal. So for all y'all that don't know what nocturnal means, hopefully you figured it out by now. And if not, here we go.
The stupid genius word of the day is nocturnal. Nocturnal means something is done, occurring, or active at night. Yeah, just like my thoughts about dope techno beats, they don't occur in the daytime. They occur when the moon is staring at me and I'm like, we're the coyotes. Let's make a song. Bye-bye.
Well, that's helpful for all y'all that don't know what nocturnal animals are. I actually think I had a phase of my life where I was actually nocturnal because I would pull all-nighters. Well, here is why. I work better at night. Like, personally, like, I just, when I would edit, when I used to edit my videos, now I have some help with editing, so that has been, a part of that responsibility has been taken off my back, so now I actually go to bed at 11 p.m. I can't tell you how much that has benefited my life. We'll talk about that at the end of the episode, too. But, yeah, I was nocturnal when I used to work, like, fucking these crazy-ass days of editing or whatever. I would literally edit videos for 12 hours. I would start at, like, 8 p.m., and I would finish at, like, 8 a.m. the next morning to, like, finish a video. It was crazy. It was definitely not fun. But I worked better at night, and then I'd sleep all day, and then I'd, you know, eventually try to fix my sleep schedule, and then I'd be back to a normal routine for about 3 days, and then we'd do the whole thing again. But I don't know what it is about nighttime, but I feel like I'm on grind mode. Like, when the sun is out, I don't want to work. I want to, like, go get coffee with my friends and relax and tan and go to the beach and go lay in the sun. But then when it's dark, I'm like, okay, it's work time. I don't know why that is. And that's not really the healthiest lifestyle, but that's what I used to do. So I was also nocturnal. I don't know, but not like I shouldn't have been. Anyway, let's get into the guesses, shall we?
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace Blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
Okay, guess number one. Guess number one is kind of, well, we'll see. So the thing about all nocturnal animals is that if you look at them, they all have really weird eyes. Okay, give me a second. Number one, cats. Cats have very weird looking eyes. Like, they look scary. A lot of reptiles are nocturnal. They have some weird ass, creepy ass eyes. Some, like, you know, rodents. They all have weird eyes. My first guess is simply that their eyes are too sensitive to handle daylight. Maybe because they're meant to see at nighttime for whatever reason that I don't know. And I will get into that in my other guesses. But my first guess is that daylight hurts their eyes. So they can't be awake during daylight because maybe they're even partially blind. Who knows? They can't see. Their eyes hurt. They get headaches. Maybe they get migraines like me. I get migraines. Aura migraines, actually. And it makes me blind. Now we're talking about me. How do things always lead back to me? But that was a pretty short guess. But, I mean, that's kind of the gist of it. Just that, like, daylight hurts their eyes, makes them get headaches. And they're sensitive. you know, and they can't handle it. So they just are awake at night when it's more relaxed. Yes or no? Okay, no. So whatever. Okay. I'll take it. I have two more guesses. I'm determined to get today's answer right, because I like really want to. Sometimes I come in and I'm like, you know what? This is so hard. This topic's so hard. I don't think I'm going to get it right. And if I don't, it's fine. This one, I'm like, no, Emma, you are smart enough. You can do this. You're genius enough, right? Well, we'll see. Guess number two. Okay, guess number two is that nocturnal animals. Okay, it's not like nocturnal animals aren't awake during the day. Like, my cat is awake during the day. Like, it's not like they're sleeping, like, during the whole day. Like, that's not how it works. I think that nocturnal animals are more just flexible sleep schedule animals. They sleep whenever they want, okay? So, basically, the way that their brains are wired and the way that they're programmed to function is that they can sleep whenever they want. They can sleep during the day, they can sleep at night, they sleep whenever, because that's what allows them to have a functioning lifestyle, whether they need to eat or maybe find a mate, trying to find a bae. Like, they need to be able to do that, like, whenever they want, like at a drop of a hat. If it's 4 a.m. and they're like, oh my God, I need to find a mate. Or they need to find, like, a snack. Because they need to be able to function at night as well, so that they can do anything that they need to do at any time that feels necessary for them. So, moral of the story is, guess number two, they're mentally programmed to not have a sleep schedule, so they can be awake whenever they want. Yes or no? What the fuck? I was really convinced that was it. Okay, guess number three then.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? To be honest, my social battery is horrible right now. I am running on empty. I want to be alone for a whole week straight and see no one and talk to no one. I think I've overbooked myself a little bit, and so I'm feeling very drained. And hey, maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more time alone. Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, because a full battery is the key to a full life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/anything today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/anything.
This was my last guess, and this was the one that I think is the most promising. So, guess number three is that, okay, that being nocturnal is more for the predator in the food chain, okay? And the predators need to be awake at night to hunt their prey, because these animals that are nocturnal, they're awake at night because all of their prey is sleeping, which makes them easy to attack and to snack on. So, you see what I mean here? Like, they don't need to be sleeping. For predators, capturing a moving animal is not ideal. Obviously, I mean, it's so ideal to have your prey be sleeping when you want to attack, because they're going to be all disoriented and shit. And they might even just be sleeping still. So then you can slowly and quietly attack, and then you attack, and then it's like dinner. Yum. You know what I mean? Like let's say it's a cat, like mouse dinner for three. You know what I mean? Because mice for the whole cat family, because the mice were sleeping and didn't expect the kitty to come up and attack. How was that? Yeah! Yes, bae. Ew, why am I like, I'm being like cringy today. I'm so sorry. I don't know who told me it was okay this morning that I could say things like bae. Sorry, I'm trying to turn my phone on Do Not Disturb because I'm, there we go. You know, I'm just like really popular, get a lot of calls from like my mom. So I just have to make sure that she's like not going to call me right now because she always calls me at bad times, but we'll get into that later. Anyway, let's hear the answer.
Here's your answer to why are some animals nocturnal? The reason is actually fivefold. Here they are. There are fewer predators at night. It's easier to avoid detection at night. There are prey animals out at night. There's less competition in the nighttime. And you know what? Nighttime is cooler. And not just the temperature. I'm talking about clothes that you wear when you go out. Many nocturnal animals are probably active at night for a combination of these reasons. Evolution is a slow process, and it's almost impossible to say exactly which pressures caused each species to evolve in a given direction. It's not like when I was a child and I wore some bottom belts, you know, the jeans where they're very wide on the downtown place, and someone said, Flula, you look like an idiot, and I immediately started wearing shorts. That was a quick change. Evolution much slower. I'm Professor Flula Borg, and that was the stupid genius answer of the day.
Moral of the story is being nocturnal is like kind of good for most animals. Actually, it's interesting that they say that, you know, these animals that are nocturnal like to be like, as it's cooler, so it's easier probably for them to function. Me, I love doing shit at night because it's the perfect temp. Unless it's like winter, then like scratch that. But right now that it's like, you know, it's like 100 degrees in LA sometimes, usually like around 80 to 90, but sometimes 100, okay? And I like to be dramatic, so let's throw out some three-figure numbers out here. Like, it's so hot during the day. I don't want to function during the day. I'm sluggish. I'm grumpy. I'm like mean. I'm like rude. Like, I don't know. It like, the only time that I can be fully functioning during the summer days when it's hot is if I'm in my apartment and the AC is on 60 degrees, which is what it's on right now. It's freezing in there because I cannot function when it's hot. I can't. So that makes sense that these animals, I swear to God, it affects your brain. I don't know if that's true, but I feel like I get really bad brain fog when it's really hot out and it makes me a bad person. Maybe I should move to Alaska because LA is actually really notoriously warm. And so what am I doing here? Well, I know what I'm doing here. I don't really have a choice, but that's a good topic to talk about too. Now I have like three things I want to talk about at the end of this podcast, which is right now. So let's get into it. Let's talk about me. That's the best part of the podcast, in my opinion, because I am conceited. Let's get into it.
This episode is brought to you by Walmart. I love the springtime. It's a great chance to refresh your wardrobe, home, or beauty routine. And you know what? I think you'll find Walmart has some great style finds that won't break the bank. If you want to upgrade your style, they've got clothes. If you want to upgrade your home decor, pick up some fresh new pieces. You can upgrade everything from your fit to your furniture in-store or shop it all on the Walmart app. Shop the latest spring styles at walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending. Now trending, your style at Walmart.
First, I just got a cat. Right now when I'm recording this, I'm keeping it a secret. So nobody actually knows I got a cat yet on social media or anything. Cause I wanted to kind of keep it a secret because it was such a spontaneous decision. And I want to like post a video, like kind of introducing the cat, like, and make it kind of exciting because it's exciting for me. And even though nobody else cares, cause it's my cat and no one else is going to care. For some reason, the way social media works is everybody likes to make everything an announcement. Why is that the way it is? Like, I got this cat. I'm like, oh my God, can't wait to announce cat. Like, it's weird that it's like that, but it's more fun that way. Like, I like that now me having a cat is a little secret. And then by the time you're listening to this, cat will have been announced for a few days. But because I'm going to post a video this Sunday probably. But anyway, let me tell the story. So basically you'll see, you can go watch the video if you want to for more in depth and follow me around moments. But basically I live alone and I'm an only child and I'm not that lonely, but like definitely when I'm home alone, which is 80% of the time, it's kind of just like a little bit, there's a lack of energy. There was a lack of energy in my apartment because it was just me. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, like, I feel like I just felt like I was missing something in my apartment. Like I needed some energy, like some like uplifting energy. I don't know how to explain it. And I had talked to an energy reader. I think I talked about this in the last episode. I talked to an energy reader, or maybe I talked about that in a video. I don't know. Anyway, and she told me to get a pet, specifically a dog. And I was like, well, that's not going to work. Travel too much. Dogs are too much work. I don't have it in me. And I never really thought about getting a cat. And then the other day I was getting my makeup done by a makeup person, and she was telling me about her cat and was showing me photos. And I was like, cats are kind of underrated. Like, I'm technically a dog person. I consider myself more of a dog person, but cats are actually really great animals as well. I was like, why have I never thought about getting a cat? Like, it never crossed my mind. I always was like, immediately when it was like, when I would think about wanting to get a pet, it was always a dog. But I thought about it and I was like, wait, having a cat would be a perfect level of responsibility for me. Anyway, that night after I had that conversation with the makeup artist, it was kind of like, you know, she planted the seed, and then I went home and I was like on this rescue center's website, and I saw this cat named Baby Boy that looked like my cat Oliver at home that lives at my mom's place in Northern California, whatever. And I was like, oh my God, this cat looks just like my cat Oliver from home that I'm fucking obsessed with. Like, maybe this cat, maybe this is a sign. So I go the next day to the animal shelter to go meet this cat. Ended up not vibing with Baby Boy. He wasn't a vibe. We didn't get along. He just didn't like me that much. I could feel it. I was like, all right, you don't like me. I get it. I don't like me that much either, but I need to find an animal in here, aka a cat, that will appreciate me for what I am, okay? So I met like a fuck ton of cats. I met like probably 7. And there was this one cat. I was meeting a lot of gray cats because I like gray cats, because that's the type of cat I have at home. But there was this tabby cat named Fettuccine that kind of caught my eye and kept like reaching its arm out at me. And I'm like, leave me alone. Like, I'm not looking for tabby cats. Like, I don't, that's not my aesthetic. I'm such an asshole. But I really wanted a cat that reminded me of my cat from home. So I was looking at all the gray cats. But Fettuccine spoke to me. We had a connection. I asked the guy, I was like, hey, I know that I didn't, like, basically how it works when you go there, you have to like write down a list of all the cats that you want to meet. You walk around like the showroom type of thing. See all the cats that catch your eye, write them down on a list, and then hand it in. And then you get to meet all of those cats that you wrote down. But you can't meet any other cats unless you like re-sign in. It's a whole fucking bitch. But I was like, can I please meet Fettuccine? I know it's against the rules, but I want to meet this cat. He said, yes, we will break the rules for you because you're a nice young woman. I was like, thanks. Whatever. And I met this cat, Fettuccine, immediately. I was like, oh my God, bae. I was like, this is the fucking one. I was like, this tabby, random ass tabby cat. And so, yeah, he was great. And I was like, okay, this was unexpected. I'm standing there for like literally a half hour just staring at him. Like, is this, I was like, am I really gonna do this? Like, am I really going to do this? Like, this is a whole responsibility. Is this a good idea? Fuck it. And then I adopted him. It was so spontaneous. Like, it was literally a 2-day. It was like, I did not think about this for more than, you know, 24 hours before. And the next thing you know, he's in my house. So brought him home. Immediately, we got along amazing. He adjusted to my apartment literally immediately. It did not take him any time. You know, he was going potty in the litter box. He was like eating his food. He was playing with toys. He was like, my friends actually went with me to the pet store to like pick up all the shit for him, because I literally needed to get so much stuff and I needed help carrying everything. So they went with me and they met him. They all loved him. It was like an immediate vibe. And I was like, this is great. Renamed him to Declan. I was going to name him Riley, but my friends were like, that's so basic. Change it. And I was like, okay, I was gonna name him Francis also, because my middle name's Francis and I think the name is, it's bittersweet. I used to hate it when I was younger, but now I like it. Was gonna name him after me because I'm mommy, you know. So I was like, whatever, that could be cute, like Francis Jr. Anyway, that didn't end up coming to be. We named him Declan because I was looking at names online, and Declan is a name of an artist that I really like a music artist. And that's not why I named him that. But I remember thinking, I was like, I actually really like the name Declan. And I knew about it because of the artist. And then I was like, and he actually, the songs that Declan McKenna, his name is, wrote, like, they have good symbolism in my life. So Now he's Declan Chamberlain and he has an Instagram. Go follow it right now. The one thing I'm never going to do with Declan's Instagram, so you don't have to worry about it, is I am never going to speak. I'm never going to write the captions for Declan's Instagram as if Declan is writing the captions. That is something I refuse to do. My ego is too big. I cannot do that. I think it's cute, but I can't do it. I can't act like I'm Declan. I can't speak for him. I can't. I don't want to do that. So it's basically like a fan account for Declan, okay? And because I know that I'm going to want to, I've taken literally 400 good photos of him already. He's so photogenic. And I want a place to put them, and I don't want to annoy people who are following my Instagram for me, you know? I don't want them to be like, okay, now this is a cat fan account. So I made Declan an Instagram, whatever. Go follow it, at Declan Chamberlain. It's up to you. I got the at Declan Chamberlain with no underscores. So excited. He has a better username than me. I have an underscore in my username that's so annoying. Holy shit. Oh my God, I have a story about that. Okay, well, I already finished talking about Declan. Go follow his Instagram, whatever. Go watch my vlog about getting him. It's a fun time. But more importantly, let's talk about my username on Instagram. It's underscore Emma Chamberlain. Well, there, the person who owns the at Emma Chamberlain, which is the at that I want on Instagram, not like it matters. It really doesn't matter. I don't care. But the woman who had it was a mom. I stalked her Instagram. This was months and months and months, maybe even a year ago. I found the woman who has the at Emma Chamberlain, and I saw that she was a mom. She seems chill. She didn't, you know, it seems like it was a very personal Instagram. She only had like 50 followers. Like it seemed like it was just like a family and friends Instagram. So I was like, oh, this is great. Like I can maybe ask her if she wants to like swap or if she's cool with like adding an underscore to her username so I could have her username. I was even willing to like buy it from her. I was like, I'll buy it. I will literally pay Hunskies for this because I want this username so bad. So I DM'd her and she started like getting really upset with me. I DM'd her one time and was like, yo, are you interested in like selling your username? I'd love to like buy it from you. Or if you just want to switch, like whatever. I just like this Instagram or this handle would be great for me because I want it. So, you know, if you want to, so, you know, it's up to you, right? And she was like, well, how much would you be willing to pay? And I was like, you know, whatever. I threw a number out. And then I was like, and she was like, oh, or whatever. Like she said something that was like very inconclusive. And I was like, is that something that you're interested in? She's like, I was never interested. I just wanted to know how much somebody like you would like want to pay for this, for a username. Like, that's crazy. It's like, okay, whatever. Like, this lady's a bully, so we're just gonna. Then she started DMing me like all the time, like being like rude to me, like bullying me. I can't remember. I wish I could read the DMs, but I can't because she blocked me for no reason. I asked her one time if she was willing to sell the username. And ever since then, she has hated me. Then she blocked me. I blocked her back. We have a feud going on. She's a mom. Anyway, do not DM her. Don't, because she hates me already. She wanted to like file a lawsuit against me. Like, I don't even know. Like she wanted to like get me in trouble or something because I asked her for her username. Like, that's not illegal. Like this woman, it was a whole ordeal. Anyway, long story short, didn't get the username, but do not contact her. Don't, please. It will be bad for me and I don't need that. I'm raising a cat. Don't. She'll get mad at me. And then I think she tried to like get my Instagram deleted or something. Cause like she said that like people were DMing her, telling her to give her username to me. And then she was like, I'm gonna get your account deleted. I'm like, no, you can't. How are you gonna do that? How? Anyway, internet beef, my first and only internet beef. So, and it was private. It was under wraps, but anyway, at Emma Chamberlain, the woman who owns, well, her name is Emma Chamberlain. Great name, by the way. If you're listening to this, which you're not, reconsider. Just an idea. Anyway, so that's that beef. But Declan has a good username, so at least one of us has a solid Insta username. Because that's all that matters in life, right? Instagram? Good. The next thing I think I wanted to talk about, I'm having trouble remembering everything I wanted to talk about. One was that I got, and I'm getting help with my editing for YouTube. It's been the best thing ever. It's been so nice. My editor is like such a talented young man. He's so great. He's so smart, so responsive. He's just so cool. So I found a really great gem. I tried out a few. Not everybody was a vibe. The guy who I'm using now is just so great. He is, oh my God. I literally like, I need to send him an editable arrangement. He deserves it. And I love him. He's so great. I basically was not sleeping for like 2 years. My whole entire like YouTube career, I didn't sleep once. And everybody around me in my direct life knew that. I mean, I think I even talked about it. I was sleeping like, you know, on average, like 5 hours a night. I didn't look good. I was like sick looking. I was super pale and like had no color in my skin for like 2 years. I was like a zombie. And I love editing. I'm actually passionate about it. I really love it. But, you know, it was something that like, if I wanted to keep uploading consistently on YouTube, I needed to get help. So, you know, it's not like I'm not involved at all. Like me, you know, my relationship with my editor, it's very back and forth. I'm very, 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 very involved. And so it's not like I'm not editing anymore at all. Like, it's like, I'm still, I'm very involved. But yeah, that's been amazing. So I didn't talk about it, but on YouTube or anything, just because I don't think it's necessary, but it's been a great thing. I've been sleeping a lot. Sleep is way more important than you think. I've always tended to put work before sleep, and I now realize that sleep needs to be in my top five priority list until I die, or else I will die. That's the problem. If I was literally not taking care of myself, but now that I'm sleeping and I have my editor who's my king, I literally pray to him every night. Like, he's like, I love him. He's so good. He's like an extension of my brain. I'm so grateful for him. Anyway, I don't think he's even listening to this, but if you are listening to this, you know who you are and you're a savage. Don't forget. I just screamed that. Everybody's ears probably like the glass broke in the window. Anyway. So yeah, that's just a little update. Moral of that story, and as a takeaway for all y'all, it is okay to not do everything yourself all the time. If your own well-being and your own like quality of life is being fucked up because you are putting too much on your plate, or you're, you know, not balancing your life correctly, or you're trying to do everything yourself, it's okay and it's good. And it'll help you to find help in those areas so that you can be, it doesn't take away from you and it doesn't take away from what you're creating. If anything, it allows you to actually do more. I found that like having an editor, you know, his ideas and my ideas combined, I feel like we're creating a product that I'm more proud of than something I was doing by myself, because, you know, it's like we're collaborating, and collaborating creates a way better final product, in my opinion, because, you know, you have more ideas coming to the table. And, you know, I know for my editor, he's very talented at editing and he knows how to do more things than I know how to do. So he's doing stuff that I wish I could have done when I edited my own videos, but I didn't know how to do them. So now he's helping me do things that I've always wanted to do in my videos, and I love him. So that's my story about that. But it was tough. It was definitely like, it made me, I had a few little breakdowns just being like, am I doing the right thing? Like, am I fucking up by getting an editor here? Like, whatever. Like, I was nervous. But so far it's been great. And my health in all areas has improved. So that's that. Not even just my mom. I don't know what it is. I might have talked about this on an episode before. But it's so funny because as I've gotten older, you know, now I'm an adult, whatever. It's so crazy that like the ways that like, oh my God, being 18 has helped me so much with like signing slips so that I don't need to have a guardian. Oh my God, it's been really great. Being 18 has been great. But And you know, like, it's crazy. Like, things are in my name. Like, I'm, you know, whatever. Ah, it's crazy. But like, I went through this phase when I first moved to LA where I didn't really talk to my family. Like, I didn't, I kind of just like only talked to my friends slash no one, because I was kind of lonely when I first moved to LA. But I was like really like isolating myself. I didn't want to talk to my parents. I didn't want help. I didn't want to, I was like, leave me alone. I'm my own bitch now. Those days are over. Now I call my parents. I literally, okay, like, let me go on my phone and literally check the stats here. Okay, so I called my dad 6 times yesterday, and I called my mom, it looks like 3 times yesterday. It's crazy. Like, now I talk to my parents literally all day. Like, I don't know if that's bad. Like, maybe I'm like,
I didn't get that.
Hello? The fuck? Siri, you are not my parents. Get out of here. Anyway, I literally talk to my parents so much. I don't know if that's bad. I don't know if I'm becoming like dependent on them again. I mean, I'm still young. I'm 18. Like, I think most 18-year-olds are talking to their parents a lot. But I mean, I've like really kind of reconnected with them. And now I talk to them so much about random shit. Like, but I've realized that actually, like, my parents are some of the most interesting people in my life. Like, they actually have really interesting perspectives and whatever. And so it's been cool to, like, whatever, do that. But I also, like, you know, a lot of people don't do that. Like, I had some friends that moved to LA and then talked to their parents once, like, once a month. I was like, what? It's crazy. Anyway, I'm becoming a child again is what I'm trying to say. I'm becoming a baby again. I'm becoming baby, but I'm also mommy because I have a baby cat now. Now I'm mommy. So who knows? One last thing about Declan, and then I'll wrap up this episode because I know you guys don't care about me that much, but I love talking about me. And you're still here, so I must have done something right. So listen to how great Declan is. I had like low expectations for adopting a cat. Sorry, hip hop, hopscotching from topic to topic here, but like, I'm nervous about cats. Cats are, like, scary because they're very, they have, like, very, they're not very dependent on you. They don't give a fuck about you. They do not care. That's the thing. They literally, they don't care. And that's worrisome. Like, you know, because if you adopt a cat, you don't necessarily know, like, is this cat even going to like me? Like, are we even going to have snuggle time? Or, like, is cat not down for that? Because cats are, like, not, whatever. Dogs, I feel like, are a lot more social with humans. They love the interaction. Some cats just straight up want to be under the bed all the time and don't want to fucking talk to you. And, or, you know, not talking to you, don't want to snuggle with you, whatever. Don't want to be social with you. And so I was definitely nervous about that when adopting Fettuccine slash Declan, because I was like, I don't know if he's going to like me, like, long-term. Like, what if he, you know, what if I end up bringing him home and he like just wants to hide under the bed all the time? And I was really nervous, but I got so incredibly lucky. He is a dream. He's so great. Like, for example, like, you know, I like the first like 2 days he kind of would like hide under the bed, and then I'd have to call him out from under the bed and be like, hey, hang out with me, whatever. And then after that, he was like immediately so like always out and about, like, you know, on the counters, sitting with me when I'm cooking. Like, when I'm on, like, I was on a call the other day and I'm laying on my back on my bed, like laying on whatever. And he just comes up in, like, lays down on my stomach. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't have to do anything. I didn't even have to force him. I didn't even have to like bribe him with like little like cat nips and stuff. He did that on his own. A few nights ago, I was like going to sleep and he lays down on my neck, which was kind of uncomfortable. Luckily, he's like a 3-pound kitten, so it like works for now. But he like fell asleep on my neck like a little scarf, and he's so soft. I was like, oh my God. Only problem is he likes to bite my necklaces, and he's like trying to rip them off my neck. Like, this morning I woke up to him like trying to choke me to death by like pulling on my necklaces. And he's stronger than you would think. So that was kind of upsetting. Also, like, he likes to, like, play, you know, he likes to, like, whatever, as I said earlier, he likes to, like, play with, like, my kneecaps under the blanket. Like, if there's, like, a, like, if my hand, like, when I was going to sleep last night, my hand obviously is, like, sticking up. So it's, like, a lump in the blanket. He would, like, run off the bed and then run back on the bed and attack my hand with like full force in teeth and everything. I have cuts all over my hand. I literally have like, you, like I have cuts everywhere. Like here's like a little bit of, you know, right here, here. I have one on one of my thumbs. Oh yeah, right here. Like he's been attacking me and my, he's been coming for my neck. He's been coming for my brand. But I'm letting him do it because he's so cute. He's baby. He's definitely baby. I love him. And he's so photogenic. Oh my God. I've been taking all these selfies with him. He is, oh my God, I need to show you a picture and you. Again, Declan is now my new best friend. It's also so nice, like being home alone is not as lonely anymore. I don't like, I'm not like sad to come home anymore. I used to be kind of emo at night. Like I drop off my friends at night. I had a period there where I was sleeping over with my friends every night, but all of our lives got so busy that now it's like not happening anymore, whatever. And like we're alone at night, so I'll like drop them off, you know, whatever, before I go to sleep. And then I would go home by myself and I'd be like, fuck, I'm sad. Like I wish I was having sleepover with my friends, but we have lives and work to do, so we can't be doing that. But now I have a cat and we have sleepovers every night and it's a vibe. And also Declan doesn't have work to do the next morning, so it's not like I have to like, you know, be working around his schedule. Also, taking care of cats is so easy. You clean a litter box once a day and you feed them twice a day. And then you like snuggle. Hello, like, it's so easy. It barely, it's definitely a responsibility. And don't get me wrong, like this vet stuff and all that is like, you know, and like keeping them groomed and like making sure they have their toys and all, you know, it's a lot. But I mean, like he's a kitten and he's easy. So moral of the story is if you're lonely and you live alone, get a cat. People are really anti-cat, but I'm going to tell you, they are a great low maintenance pet that will give you a lot of love, a lot more than a goldfish. Because goldfish and fish and like turtles and like salamanders have fun snuggling with that. It's not fun. So cats are a great furry alternative. I am allergic to cats, but I'm becoming immune. I don't sneeze anymore around him, which is great. But at first I was, it's bad. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking about cats now. I'm turning into a crazy cat lady. Sorry. I didn't think that this was going to happen. But I already got a magnet for my fridge that says catitude on it. Because my friends and I, it was like in the checkout at PetSmart. And we were like, well, fuck, add to cart, like whatever. So yeah, I'm becoming a crazy cat lady. Expect me to be 50, no marriage, and lots of cats. I can see it. I don't even need kids. I can just get more cats. Okay, that's all for today's episode. Hope you guys had fun. I did. We'll be talking more about Declan and updates on him probably until I die. So stay tuned for that. Yeah. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Stupid Genius on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure to check out at RambleOfficial on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes video and content for Stupid Genius. Also have Stupid Genius merch. I think it's actually sold out, but I do have other merch. So until we restock the Stupid Genius merch, I have other merch. Shop at MattChamberlain.com. I actually just launched some new shit today. So go check it out and have a good day. And go adopt a cat. YOLO. Okay, bye. Also, rescue the cat. Do not... Get a purebred cat. You don't need to do that. I wanted to do that, but then I did research and found out that's actually really bad. Don't do that. So I'm glad I did my research because I'm an ignorant child. So yeah, don't do that. Rescue a cat. There's way too many out there that need homes, and a lot of them are super baby. So anyway, go check that out. Okay, bye. Love you guys.
I feel good.
Dad, are you singing to your cereal?
Come on, Ava. Silk almond milk. Starts the morning on a high note.
Silk almond milk.
With calcium, vitamins A, D, and E.
Feel plenty good.